Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel for today, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." This is God's word. Back in 1538, Martin Luther wrote, "Thank God a seven-year-old child knows what the church is, namely, the holy believers and lambs who hear the voice of their shepherd." That is the church. Sheep listening to the voice of their shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the shepherd, you and I are the sheep. And here he gathers us together with his voice, speaking to us, calling us close to him. A shepherd and sheep, a good shepherd and his flock. That is the church. And Luther needed to clarify that in his day. A lot of people didn't know what the church really was. Many believed it was the place you brought your money in order to purchase God's favor. Some believed it was a holy place where holy things were happening. And if you could just get close enough to the holy things, then maybe God won't damn you to hell for all eternity. So Luther needed to simplify it, put it in terms that everyone could understand. Sheep hear the voice of their shepherd. The flock gathers together under the good shepherd's care. Paul used similar language of shepherds and sheep and flocks when he spoke to the pastors at the church in Ephesus. He said, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood." The church was where overseers or pastors cared for God's flock. It was the place where the flock was fed and given living water. It was the place where the sheep could hear the voice of Christ. It was the fold where the lambs were protected against the wolves, the false teachers who did the work of the devil. Now, many churches today struggle, wondering exactly what they should be. What does it mean for us to be the church in this community? I think we struggle with this at times too. What does it mean to be the church here? Should the church be a place where we learn to be disciples? Well, the Bible uses that language. Should the church be a place where we help the needy and the hurting? Well, we're definitely told to do those things. Should the church be a place where we receive daily marching orders for living out our lives in the world? Well, there's some of that as well. But we don't just focus on one of those things. Instead, in the simplest possible terms, a church should be sheep listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Pastors of those churches should be the mouthpieces through which the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, speaks to his flock. And what does Jesus say to his flock? Well, we found that in our gospel for today. He says, "I give you eternal life, and you will never perish, and no one will snatch you out of my hand." You are the flock, according to Paul, that Jesus obtained with his own blood. The church is forever the place where you are to hear that the blood of Jesus has obtained you to be God the Father's own treasured possession. Now, in our first reading, Paul was speaking to the Ephesians in a church that he had been instrumental in planting and starting. He had come to love those people and care for them. But now the time had come for Paul to go to Jerusalem, and he would no longer be with his dear brothers and sisters in Christ there in Ephesus. And yet, the same good shepherd would still be preached even after Paul was gone. The voice of the shepherd would still be heard by the sheep. This reading from Acts, it's kind of about pastors, and yet it's not, because you see, the thing about a pastor is his job isn't to speak his own words and ideas, but to deliver Christ's word. All of you have heard different preachers preach to you. Many of you have heard different preachers preach from this very pulpit. And yet they all speak with one voice. They give you Jesus. You are the sheep. And through the word, not the pastor's word, but God's own word, Christ speaks to you. He says, your sins are taken away. He says, I give you eternal life. Over the past few months, the elders and myself have been going through the membership list. And we've been identifying members who haven't been at church in a while. If you're sitting there thinking, boy, I haven't been here in a while. No, it's not you. It's those who haven't been here in quite some time. And we've been talking about reaching out to them. I think it's really easy for us to pass judgment on those people, isn't it? We're the ones who are here. I read a study once that was done of de-churched people. Do you know what it means to be de-churched? It means you used to belong to the church, but now you don't anymore. There's unchurched people, those who have never belonged to the church. The de-churched are those who have left for some reason or another. And it talked about the reasons why that happens to people. This was a fascinating study, because I figured the top reason that people would leave the church is some kind of conflict with someone else, right? They didn't like the pastor. They had problems with someone else in the church. Maybe they didn't like the music. Maybe they didn't like a certain teaching out of the church. And there was that sort of conflict. You know what the study said the number one reason is that people fall away from the church? Guilt. It's not a conflict with someone else. It's a conflict within themselves. They feel as though suddenly they don't belong here. Something in their lives has made them feel as though they're not fit to be with the other members of the congregation. As though in here is the good people, right? And out there, those who don't come to church, well, they're the bad people. That might sound silly to you, because you and I have always been told we are all sinners. Each and every one of us needs to be forgiven. And yet, some people have stopped listening to the voice of their shepherd that tells them that their sin is forgiven, that eternal life belongs to them. There are so many who are missing out on that message. Unchurched people, de-churched people, and all different sorts of people. But maybe you haven't got that message either. Maybe you've missed out on what this is, us listening to our shepherd. You know, every Sunday morning, we all come in here with all sorts of different attitudes. A lot of you come regularly, others come once in a while, but every one of us comes here with sinful pride in our hearts, and often what we do is we come with other reasons for being here on Sunday morning. I mean, for a lot of us, and I mean, there's part of this with me especially, well, I come to church on Sunday because, well, I come to church because you guys pay me to come to church and do the service. But growing up, it was, I go to church because that's what I was raised to do, right? That's what mom and dad taught me to do, be in church on Sunday morning. Or they figure that, well, if I start my week off in church, then God's going to do good things for me in the rest of the week. Okay? Or if you've got some sort of problem going on in your life, it's like, well, you know, I haven't been to church. Maybe if I go to church, things will start to turn around for me. We kind of sort of bargain with God. We use Sunday morning to cut deals with God, don't we? We think of this as some sort of sacrifice that we do. We do this out of obligation, don't we? And yet, all of those reasons make us really no better than the people who skip church altogether. If you're here because you think this is some sort of sacrifice that you're giving to God, we're really in no better position than those who have avoided it altogether. We're filled with pride. We see something other than the blood of Jesus Christ given through his word as the thing that brings us here. We are sheep, and our shepherd wants to speak to us. What other reason should there be? It's not cutting a deal. It's not if you do this, then you'll get that. But there are gifts given for you and for me, the sheep that love to wander. So repent. Confess your sins of pride and wandering. Hear the voice of your good shepherd who calls you to return to him. Avoid the voices of the wolves who tell you to trust in yourself, to think that your going to church on Sunday is some sort of great gift you've given to God. Instead, hear the good shepherd speak of the gift that he gives to you. He says, I give eternal life. Life. If life sounds like something worth receiving, you, dear friends in Christ, are in the right place. Because Jesus' word is a word of life. He says, I have obtained you with my own blood. He calls to you this very morning to tell you, your sin is taken away, your guilt has been removed. In the words of our epistle, your robes are made white in the blood of the Lamb. Today in our first reading from Acts 20, Paul called on the church there in Ephesus to be diligent in caring for others and helping the weak. We have a lot of weak people among us. I'm not talking about you. Those who are burdened by guilt or division or conflict or whatever it might be are weakened. Paul reminds us to show them love and compassion. He said to the Ephesians, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said himself, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Listen to those words again. Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Our Lord Jesus lives by those words. When he came in human form, he didn't demand that people give him service. He gave service himself. He came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The good shepherd serves you, his flock, here today. You are forgiven. In the name of Christ, your sins are taken away, and eternal life belongs to you because the good shepherd loves you, his dear flock. And he sends you, having received what he's given you, out those doors to share with the weak, the broken, the hurting, the guilt-ridden, what he loves to give. It all starts as being what the church is. Sheep listening to the voice of the shepherd. Sinners being forgiven by God in heaven. Sinners covered in the blood of Jesus shed upon the cross. Where guilty sinners are being forgiven through the blood of Jesus, that is where the church is found. Where guilty sinners are receiving the body and blood of Christ in his holy meal, that is where the church is found. The shepherd longs to share that message with his flock. He longs for you to hear these words, to rejoice in these words, to receive these words and receive them often. In Holy Communion, in the forgiveness of sins, in the preaching of the gospel, in all of these places, the good shepherd says to you, I have obtained you with my own blood to be my own. He says, you are my flock. I feed you and I care for you. All of it is for you. He says it is more blessed to give you my gifts than to receive any sacrifices you think you would offer to me. So be sheep today. Be the good shepherd's flock. Receive his gifts. Eat his food. Graze in the pasture of his word. Be the flock gathered by Christ, the good shepherd, who lays down his life for his sheep. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.